Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, October 13, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Tick, trading software AG expands its business, consulting for companies in the financial sector. Tick Trading Software AG is expanding its service portfolio to include consulting services for companies in the financial sector. The new CEO, Martin Ludich, highlights the company's successful track record in software development for securities trading and settlement. The consulting unit aims to help companies tackle technological and process-related challenges, offering support in integrating third-party software and optimizing business processes to meet regulatory requirements. Two new colleagues with extensive experience in business analysis and project management are joining the team, bringing a deep technical understanding of the securities business. With this expansion, Tick Trading Software AG seeks to strengthen its market position and shape the financial sector with tailored software solutions and consulting services.
Lahontan Gold Corp, OTQB LGCXF, CEO outlines path to production growth, highlights Santa Fe project progress. Lahontan Gold Corp CEO highlights Nevada as a prime mining jurisdiction, emphasizing the advantages of the Santa Fe project. Pursuing permits for exploration and mining operations simultaneously, Lahontan Gold, LXF, is drawing investor interest. CEO Kimberly Ann discussed progress at the Santa Fe project and the company's path to production during an interview with Red Cloud TV. With gold prices near historic highs, Lahontan's efforts are backed by a strong market. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Interview highlights: LaFleur Minerals Inc., CSE LFLR, OTCQB LFLRF, and strategy for successful vertically integrated gold mining operation. LaFleur Minerals executives recently discussed their activity at the Swanson Gold Deposit in Quebec on CEO Dossier's Inside the Boardroom podcast. The company is exploring a large land package at Swanson with drilling infrastructure, a tailings facility, and a mill for ore processing. LaFleur closed a fully subscribed equity offering and is exploring financing options as it prepares to restart its mill. The company's CEO mentioned the presence of gold and base metals at Swanson, highlighting their verticals-driven strategy for mining and processing gold ore. For more information on LaFleur Minerals, visit their newsroom.
Skip the K-1 paperwork. The InfraCap MLP ETF seeks convenient income for energy investors. The InfraCap MLP ETF, AMZA, offers high yields without the tax-related complexities often associated with midstream energy MLPs. With the U.S. Federal Reserve cutting its benchmark interest rate, the environment may favor an approach targeting passive income. AMZA, launched in 2014 by Infrastructure Capital Advisors, combines higher yields of energy-focused MLPs with simplified tax structures. Led by J.D. Hatfield, AMZA's active management and strategic focus aim to enhance the MLP-focused ETF's risk-reward profile, providing potentially greater total upside for investors. With monthly distributions and leverage designed to magnify returns, AMZA stands out as a practical, actively managed alternative for income seekers seeking energy exposure without the paperwork headache. Gold investors should expect a significant price correction soon. The price of gold soared past $4,000, hitting a new record high, but analysts are warning of an imminent price correction. Factors such as major banks revising their projections suggest a downturn. Gold exploration companies like Tor Metals Inc., CVE, may remain optimistic despite short-term fluctuations. Investors can find updates on Tor Metals Inc. in the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks offers insights into the mining industry, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.